welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I want to talk to you about prayer and the power of prayer. Prayer is something that I've had to work really hard at making a discipline in my life. It's certainly not something that's come easy to me, and there are times that I still struggle. And I think in our journey of faith, there are many times in our lives where prayer is difficult. Now, for me, I commit to praying daily, every day. I don't miss. Even if it's really late at night and I'm going to bed and I've realised I haven't prayed for the day, I make sure I pray. Now, that means that sometimes my prayer has, let's say, better quality at other times of the day than late at night when I'm going to bed. But I make sure I don't miss because I want to show God that He's first in my life. I want to show God that I'm committed to Him. I want to show God that I want a relationship with Him. And prayer is one of those ways that I can show Him that. I'm a busy person, but I feel like lots of us are busy nowadays. That's a constant common thing when you ask someone, how are you? How are they? They would answer with, well, I'm busy. So if we're busy people, we actually need to make space to fit prayer into our lives. And we can do it. I encourage you that you can do it. If I want to build my relationship with God, then I need to pray. I need to make time. Prayer is talking to God, but it's also listening to God, giving Him that space to speak to us. So these are some of the reasons that I think prayer is really important and why it's really powerful. And the first reason is that it connects us to God. It helps to build that relationship. You know, when you're building a relationship with a human person, one of the ways that you do that is by spending time and having conversation. And prayer is a way that we do that. It connects us to God. It allows us to have conversation with Him. It says to God, I want you in my life. I need you in my life. Would you come and be in my life? Another great thing about, good thing about prayer is that it makes us aware of God's presence in our lives. I know for me, when I sit down to pray, and I pray about all the different things going on in my life, I know that throughout my day, I'm more aware of God speaking to me in the different circumstances of my day. I'm more aware of conversations that I'm having with people that God may be saying something to me, and I'm heightened to His presence in my life. You know, one of the things that we have in our women's ministry is Rosemary's blog, Jottings from My Journal, where she really shares insights into God speaking to her. And that really does come from her prayer life. I know that she sits and she prays. And then through her week, she's allowed then God to speak to her by spending that time with God. It's like you set up God to speak to you because you've put aside time to pray. And you've said to Him those things I said earlier, God, I want you in my life. I need you in my life. And by doing that, we are then being able to be aware of God throughout the rest of our day. Prayer causes us to turn to God more. When there are circumstances in our lives that are really difficult, it causes us to turn to Him when we pray. I know for me, when I'm setting up my time to pray every day, it means that when things come up that aren't so great in my day, my first thought is, God, would you come into this situation? God, I need you. Because it becomes this habit of turning to God first when things come up. It's turning to Him and trusting in Him, and having that time of prayer helps to build that into our lives. You know, I've shared this story before that when my daughter Hannah needed to start seeing new physiotherapists, new speech therapists, I sat in my car one day in the car park of this disability service provider, and I sat there and I just said, God, I'm about to go into this meeting. Would you open the door for my daughter to be able to get these therapies here? And it just became that first thing that I did before I entered the conversation, before I had the human conversation with someone to set that up. I asked God to come first to make a way into that situation. So the power of prayer, it's so powerful if we turn to Him first. The next thing that prayer does is it causes us to have a reliance and a dependence on God. It's an increasing reliance and dependence on God. It's this trust that we build, that we turn to Him always, and He will come. We put our trust in Him. Now, there are many different ways that we can pray. We can pray by written or structured prayers. If you go to Mass, then you will know that they are beautiful written structured prayers of the Mass. The Our Father, the Hail Mary. These are written structured prayers that we can use to ask God to come into our lives. That maybe when we don't have the words to say, these written prayers are beautiful to be able to say what we can't say. But then we can also pray with our own words. You've often heard at the end of our heartbeats, often we will close with a prayer. And between Rosemary and myself, these are prayers that we just say. They're our own thoughts and our words to God. And that's okay. God loves our own thoughts and words to Him. You don't have to have big, long prayers. You can have short, simple prayers. God just wants to hear your heart. That's what He really wants. So you can use your own words to pray always, anytime, wherever you are, you can use your own words. As I've been growing prayer into my life and just taking those time, I try to spend 15 minutes of my day in prayer. As I do that and I've built that into my life, I've then been able to build constant conversation of prayer in my life. And like the examples I gave earlier of just being able to say a short prayer in my head before I enter a situation, before I go to do what I know I need to do for my day, and just constantly talking to God throughout my day and having a life of prayer throughout my day. So I want to encourage you today, if you're not someone who prays every day, I want to encourage you to start. Just start with a few minutes a day. It doesn't have to be the 15 minutes, but just start with a few minutes of a day, of your day, asking God to come into your life, praising Him for who He is, putting before Him the things that you need, and then giving Him some space to allow Him to speak to you. And I'll guarantee you that God will begin to talk to you in your day. As you put prayer more into your life, you'll become more aware of your presence, of His presence rather. You'll become more aware of His presence in your life as you go throughout the day, doing the things that He's asked you to do, doing the things that are before you in your everyday life. So I encourage you this week to pray. So why don't we finish with a prayer? In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I thank You that through this beautiful gift of prayer that we are able to have conversation with You. And I pray right now that as we begin to put that discipline into our life more, Lord Jesus, that we would become more aware of Your presence in our lives everywhere we go. And every single day. I thank You for the blessing that it is to have this connection to You, Lord Jesus, to have a relationship with You. And I pray that You would come and You would speak to us more as we spend more time with You, Lord Jesus. And I ask this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.